Welcome. This is Goddess Chrissy Marie, and this is actually a quick public service announcement. So earlier today, I was listening to a conversation, and this person, she was describing how when she go on vacation, she always have an amazing time, right? She's always invited on yachts. She's always invited to parties. People are always giving her free things, buying her drinks. She just has an amazing time. And basically what she stated was that she's always carrying joy in her heart. And another person was talking about their traveling experience. And she pretty much said that, a lot of times, her and her friends, they get into it. They lose things. Sometimes they miss flights. And, it's pretty chaotic. It's 50-50. And it made me think about how this other person, in her heart, it seemed as if she carried pain and trauma and drama and not being sure of herself and lack confidence. But the other person, she was very confident that life loved her, life supported her. She was very confident that there were good people on the planet. And it made me think about how once Reverend Ike said that, before you go into the world, make sure you do a self-assessment of yourself, right? Check in on how you feel about yourself, what you're thinking about yourself, what you're saying about yourself. And he also stated, if you have something important that you need to do that day, you better make sure in your mind you see it going successful. And that made me think about how, and I've spoken about this before on a previous job, I wasn't having the best time. And then I learned this knowledge. And what I started doing is visualizing me having a good day, smiling, getting all the green lights, being on time, and just everything going as I desired. And instantly, my life shifted on my job. And the thing about it is, a lot of people are stuck on autopilot. Unfortunately, a lot of people are addicted to trauma and drama and being a victim. However, being a victim does not benefit you. Because guess what? If you're always thinking and feeling that you're a victim and things are not working out for you and you're mad at the world will reflect that back to you. Because remember, the world, it's just responding to who and what you say you are. And that's why I'm always talking about the inner devotional practice. It's not just about, you want to be so deep and spiritual. It's deeper than that. It's understanding. If you want a higher quality of life and you want to feel good, you want to live good, you want to look good, you want to have amazing experiences, you better see it in your imagination. You better affirm it. You better expect to have a good day. And I'm not saying, hey, you have to be perfect all the time. Yes, we're all human. And we have human times and things like that. But you cannot walk around being on autopilot. Because whatever you've been thinking about, you're going to continuously get it until you think and feel and say something different. So yes, throughout the day, check in with yourself. Ask yourself, how do I feel about myself? What I'm thinking about myself? What I'm saying to myself? What I'm thinking about life? What I'm saying about life? And if it's not what you like, you better shift it. It's extremely, extremely, extremely important. And like I said before, when I shift that on that particular job, my quality of life enhanced. I had a better day at work. I wasn't tired and drained all the time. And I remember on that particular job, I remember a lot of my coworkers, oh my God, they were having some of the worst times, with some of the patients they interact with. Now, me on the other hand, I did not, because I said I was going to have a good day. I went into my workday with joy in my heart. I was excited. I was grateful for my job. I knew I was supported by my employer. So I went into work like, you know what? Things are working out for me. I see it. I feel it. I had affirmations on my desk. And anyone that knows me knows I'm a pretty much optimistic person. But yeah, it is extremely important. I think a lot of people think selecting your reality is super, super hard and you have to be super deep and spiritual. No, could be as simple as saying or declaring, I'm going to have a good day today. I expect to have good experiences. I expect to meet good people. Right? And really feeling it and really thinking it and really tapping into that power of yours. I'm telling you, it has to happen. And I remember, I forgot the name of it. I think it's called segment planning. But basically, like, if you have something to do before you do it, always assume you're going to have a good time, right? Or it's going to be a good experience. I mean, everything. So if you're about to take a bath, imagine you're going to have a good bath. If you're about to go to sleep, just, you know, affirm to yourself, I'm going to have the best rest. And when I wake up, I'm going to feel charged. I did that too, because there was a season in my life where I used to say it was hard for me to go to sleep and I wasn't well rested, and that used to happen. But I'll give you an example. Like last night before I went to sleep, I told my body, I said, wake up at 5 o'clock, and when you wake up, you're going to be charged. And guess what? Actually, I woke up earlier. I woke up like at 4:30. And guess what? I was charged up and I went to the gym and I had a good session. Why? Because I spoke it into existence. Also, I saw myself working out for an hour. So yes, it's really that simple. You have to get in the driver's seat. You have to get out of autopilot. Autopilot is, in my opinion, here to keep you safe and keep you comfortable. But if you're not happy while you're being safe, you need to change it. And it does, like I said, it doesn't take a humongous, well thought out technique or, you know, like I always say, excuse me, you don't have to go meditating on the mountain. You don't have to do elaborate ritual. You don't have to say 1,000 affirmations. If you want to, you can. But it's simply about deciding. Decide today. So I challenge you. Decide today. If you want to tell your future, ask yourself how I'm thinking about myself, how I'm feeling about myself, what I'm saying about myself. That's how you'll know. And if you really want to know it, see it in your imagination. See yourself being successful. See things going out, going your way. See people loving you, supporting you, and helping you. And I guarantee you, your quality of life will change. That's it. Now, of course, yes, we like the techniques and, you know, they're cool. Like I said, I love a good inner devotion. For me, more than anything, it gets me hype. It gets me charged up. It redirects my mind. But I know more than anything, I can get in my imagination and tell my imagination what I needed to do. Okay? So on that note, you know, I appreciate you and I love you a long time. Talk to you later. Peace.